This episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. From choosing the right travel card to dodging hidden fees, Smart Travel helps your money go further, literally. They cover all things travel finance, like which travel cards are actually worth the annual fee and which just look shiny, how to plan group trips that don't bust your budget or your friendships, when to book peak season trips without paying peak season prices, and more. So travel smarter and spend less with help from NerdWallet. Follow Smart Travel wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
What is up, everybody? DeAndre Koch here for another weekly edition of The Quick Hits. For those who are new to our channel, this is our weekly up-to-date, concise, and to-the-point news in the world of points and miles and travel. And we have a good amount of things to get through this week, and so I'm just going to jump right into it. The first being that if you've been sleeping on Japan Airlines Mileage Bank program, well, it's time to wake up, because this might be one of the biggest hidden gems we've seen in points and miles this year. Because after being pretty tough to earn, JAL miles are suddenly a lot easier to get, thanks to Capital One adding them as a transfer partner last month, right alongside Bilt. And so now travelers are uncovering a massive sweet spot, which are round-trip redemptions on partner airlines that cost less than booking two one-ways. So here's the deal. Japan Airlines uses a distance-based chart, but unlike other programs, it combines the total trip distance instead of pricing each leg separately. And that little quirk means that if you book round-trip flights, your total mileage can actually fall into a lower tier. So for example, flying Miami to Madrid on American Airlines, one way in business class can typically cost about 60,000 miles. But if you make it round-trip, then the total drops to 85,000 miles, or roughly 42,500 miles each way, plus only about $6 in fees. And it's not just Europe. It also works on routes like Miami to Buenos Aires on LATAM or Atlanta to Turks and Caicos on American, where round-trip awards cost fewer miles than two one-ways. And what's interesting is even Emirates gets in on the action, because instead of paying over 100,000 Emirates miles and $900 in fees, you can fly JFK to Milan round-trip for just 85,000 JAL miles, JAL, and around $246 in taxes. Now, there are a few quirks that you're going to want to know, which is that Capital One transfers at a 2 to 1.5 ratio. There is a transfer bonus, but by the time this airs, that's going to be gone. And then new JAL accounts usually need to be 60 days old before redeeming. But both Bilt and Capital One members can skip that wait. But if you haven't already, create a Japan Airlines login and frequent flyer number and account, and just let it sit there and cook. That way, if 3 months or 6 months from now, you are ready to transfer some points over there to make a redemption, you know 100% you're all set with that 60-day waiting period. And the other thing with JAL is you can actually only book for direct family members, not friends. So your P2 can't just be your best friend. It has to be a family member. They actually have a whole chart or system as far as how they determine, or I guess who they say is your family member. How they actually determine it, I don't know, but that's technically in their terms when it comes to booking someone else. It has to be a direct family member. So this is really one of the most lucrative sweet spots in the game, I think, right now. Now, unfortunately, I don't have Bilt, and we do have some amount of Capital One points, but not as much as like our Chase and Amex and other things. But this is something that I think I'm going to keep an eye on, especially for a trip, maybe even to Japan specifically. So if any of this sounds interesting to you, I would check Japan Airlines Mileage Bank and start running the numbers to see if they will work for you. As just a general travel points and miles tip, or not points and miles tip, but a general travel tip, every year around this time, we start hearing from travelers that start panicking over sky-high Thanksgiving and Christmas fares. So I do want to get a little bit ahead of it. This is essentially kind of your final warning. Whether you're talking points or cash, and this is specifically more so cash-based, the best time to book holiday flights is essentially like literally right now. Because Google flight data shows that the sweet spot for Christmas airfare is 54 to 70 days out, which means by early November, most of the deals are gone. And for Thanksgiving, we're pretty much at the tail end of that window already. So the good news is that prices have been better than usual this year. And I think that's because Christmas and New Year's falls midweek. And then just so you know, flights on the holidays themselves or the day immediately before or after can actually save you a good amount because most people are trying to create some cushion there. Personally, for me, my favorite day to fly, I say this every single year, my favorite day to fly every single year is on Christmas Day because A, most people don't want to fly on that day. They want to already be, you know, with their family, their kids, whatever it may be. And people who are working the airports and the airlines on Christmas Day, they've known that for probably a year now. So they're already excited. They're happy about it. Everyone's in a great mood. It's on Christmas Day. And that's been my favorite day to fly. I almost have always tried to be on a plane on that day for the last 4 or 5 years. I don't think it's going to actually line up this time because we're already going to be gone for our honeymoon. But still, just a quick tip, use Google Flights, set price alerts to spot the cheapest travel dates. Always book at least the standard economy minimally so that you can actually rebook if fares drop. You don't want the basic economy where you basically lose your money if you try to rebook or change your flight. And again, try to land on the holiday itself if that works with your travel plans as opposed to around it. So if you do have a Hyatt stay coming up, this might be the perfect time to grab a World of Hyatt credit card because both the personal and business versions are offering some pretty strong welcome bonuses right now. The personal card earns up to 60,000 points. What they're doing it is 30,000 after a 3K spend in 3 months, and then another 30,000 by earning double points on up to $15,000 in purchases in your first 6 months. But here's the cool thing. You'll also earn 2 elite night credits per stay through January 2026, which will help you climb towards that Explorer status faster. Remember, the card automatically gives you Discoverer status, but that extra 2 nights per stay, or the 2 nights credit, I should say, per stay that you get bonus, I believe it's up to 15 nights, can really help you get to that 30-night requirement to hit Explorers a lot faster. And the business card is also offering 60,000 points after a 5K spend with multiple flexible categories, and you do get the $100 in annual Hyatt credits. So between the benefits of the cards, I have the personal card. I find it actually fantastic. And for those that are in the Zill Money payroll on credit card game with me that are listeners, that's actually the card that I was focused on the last couple of months to just make sure that my globalist status was locked in and good to go for another year, which between the spend I put for a month or two of payroll and then the few nights we have coming up here for the rest of the year for Hyatt, we're going to lock that in. So I'm going to transition, but I actually use my personal card for that. Wish I had a business card. It'd be slightly more effective and efficient because I would have gotten 5 nights of credit per $10,000 spend as opposed to 4 nights of credit for $10,000 spend with the personal card. But nonetheless, I have the personal card. Absolutely love it. And it's been helpful, especially with the Zill Money payroll and credit card world, to be able to essentially solidify the globalist status. Now, for those wondering about Zill Money, we have a very active WhatsApp community chat, so I encourage you to be there because that's where we talk through the updates. It seems like as of right now, Zill Money is active the first couple of days of the month, maybe the first week now at this point, and then they hit their transaction limit. So a lot of us have kind of found ways to be able to run our payroll or even queue up payrolls from previous weeks to be able to run at the beginning of the month. Hopefully, as more and more people are using their system and they have these new banking partners that will open up more credit to them, they'll have a larger transaction limit. I still want to do a complete overhaul of the Zill Money payroll and credit card episode, just kind of waiting for it to stabilize a little bit and get a little more clarity on how it's going to work to be able to provide a much more valuable episode for all of you listeners and all those new up and coming listeners that are interested in the payroll and credit card strategy. Next piece of news is that Mesa, which we've had Kelly Halpin, the CEO, on the show. We've talked about Mesa often. That's the membership platform that rewards you for paying your mortgage. They actually just partnered with Instacart to give every Mesa member a free 1-year subscription to Instacart Plus. So that's a $99 value on a card that has no annual fee. So you get free grocery delivery and orders over $35, bundled access to Peacock and New York Times and a bunch of other things. And, you know, Mesa says their goal is to give homeowners more from their everyday spending. So that's great. And if you're a Mesa cardholder or mortgage member, just open your app, you go to the benefits tab, and you can activate your Instacart Plus membership. Now, very transparently, I have not been able to get approved for a Mesa card. I've tried, I've actually reached out to Mesa and their team and have not had any luck. And I'm having the same issue that I know a bunch of other listeners have told me that they have had in a frustrating manner, which basically says your identity can't be verified. And don't understand how, because there was never a hard credit pull. That so literally, you know, I've got a million bells and whistles that go up every time I open up a credit card or apply for one. There was no hard credit pull, nothing that happened or popped up or was asked for more information. So still try and work that out and ultimately find a solution for you all as well, because I don't want this to just benefit me because of my platform. I want to be able to help all of you that are dealing with the same issue. But yeah, I would love to have a Mesa card right now. I just unfortunately don't. So for those of you that do, take advantage, free Instacart Plus. And for those of you that haven't been able to get it, well, just know I am working to help myself and you all figure out how we can get it. Kind of a big new credit card announcement that came out this week is that Citi just launched a brand new Advantage Globe MasterCard, which is essentially a mid-tier option for American Airlines flyers. It's packed with some decent perks, but also has a $350 annual fee. So you'll earn 90,000 miles after $5,000 of spend in 3 months, plus 6 times at American Airlines hotels, 3x on American purchases, and 2x at restaurants, and no foreign transaction fees. And like pretty much most of their other cards, you get free check bag, priority boarding, but you also get 4 Admirals Club passes each year, which has some value. You get a $99 companion certificate, which kicks in your second cardholder year, which is nowhere near as nice as the Southwest companion certificate, but it works for a trip at least. And up to $240 in Turo credits, which is kind of interesting and kind of random, especially because they partner with Avis. So I'm surprised that it's Turo specifically. And then $100 in flight credit, for which you can use for different in-flight purchases and things like that, plus bonus loyalty points. So realistically, as I think through myself as an American kind of loyalist, I don't know how much I love this card. The 90K miles for 5K and spend in 3 months is attractive. It's a pretty easy way to get 90,000 miles. I do think it's at worst a solid 1 year play, especially if you can overlap some calendar year benefits. But long term, I don't think it's going to be that great of a card, especially since I already have the Aviator Red and the Citi, or the whatever the Business American card is already. So I don't really think this is something that if I do get, I would hold for a while, but also I'm not planning to get this anytime soon, especially with trying to keep my 524 status with Chase in check. So I think if you're loyal to American, this can make sense. That $350 fee means that you're going to want to run the math and see how often you actually fly with them. Maybe the lounge access can be beneficial, because some places that might not have a priority or a Centurion lounge or priority pass lounge you could use for the Admirals Club. So just things that you might want to keep in mind as you're evaluating if this card is worth it for you. And as of this recording, the last piece of news that we'll mention is that if you've got Citi Thank You points, there's a new transfer bonus of 20% to Qantas Frequent Flyer, which is good from now through November 8th. So that means 50,000 Citi points become 60,000 Qantas points, which is perfect for flights to Australia, short American Airlines hops in the US, or even Emirates business and first class routes to Europe. So if, for example, you can fly from LA to Sydney in economy for just 40,000 Citi points, or you can book short US flights under 600 miles for about 8,000 Citi points each way, or fly Emirates business from New York to Milan for just about 69,000 Citi points with the transfer bonus. As always, don't transfer speculatively. You want to find the award space first and then move your points. I've never actually flown Qantas myself, but I am super excited because we have a direct flight from New Zealand to DFW on Qantas, and that's coming back from our honeymoon. And that was over 100,000 points per person on American Airlines points. So this was an exciting opportunity that we'll have to fly Qantas. I've heard great things about it, so really excited to get to check them out. But again, take advantage if you'd like to and you have use of your Citi points with this transfer bonus. And that will do it for this week's Quick Hits. As always, always want to appreciate or express my appreciation for having all of you guys listen to the show. Super excited because our official 100th episode is coming up in just a short couple of weeks. We are doing some really, really cool giveaways, some in the space of think Hyatt Awards, think items that could be good for travel, and something that's so cool and so unique that we actually are bringing on someone to talk about what we're giving away because it is so cool. So stay tuned for that. That's going to be coming up around the week of our 100th episode, which should be mid-November. So again, super appreciative to have all of you all that listen to the show. As always, if you follow the show and enjoy it, I do ask, please take a moment to leave a rating, leave a review. Heads up, if you haven't yet left a review, go ahead and do so and screenshot it and save it because it's going to help you with this giveaway that's coming in a couple of weeks as well. But as always, appreciate each and every one of you. Hope you all have had a fantastic week. Have a fantastic weekend. And we will see you in the next episode. Take care.
Travel doesn't just happen when you get on a plane. I'm Pauline Frommer, and on the Frommer's Travel Show, we explore not just where to go, but how to bring travel into your everyday life through books, shows, and stories that shift your perspective, plus insights on smart destinations, timely trends, and interviews with the people shaping the way we explore. Find us at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or voyescape.com.